Temptation and sin are very real in this world in which we live. These are not the result of an evil force or influence. They are the result of a lying and living devil. But let me say, the devil is no match for the all-conquering, victorious Christ. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus made this profound statement, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." This verse has often been referred to as Christ's legacy for his people. I prefer the comment of Milligan and Moulton. The peace spoken of here is not the legacy of a dying father, but the salutation of a departing master. Indeed, Christ is the master of peace. The phrase, "Peace I leave with you," was a frequent benediction among the Jews. But to many of them, this statement was a mere form or empty wish. How different it is with Christ. He spoke of peace not merely in the abstract, but rather, "My peace." No one but Jesus Christ could say, "My peace I give unto you." We read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, that Christ is our peace. Christ could speak of "my peace" because he purchased it with his own blood. I read in Colossians 1, verse 20, "having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." Thus, Christ can say, "Peace I leave with you," but he can also declare, "My peace I give unto you." This peace is not as the world giveth. The world offers a pseudo-peace, which proves to be no peace at all. In quest of the false peace of the world, foolish men and women burn out their lives, searching for it in money, fame, and pleasure, but never find that for which they search. Next, Jesus said in verse 28, "Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I." Even though our Lord was going away, he would return, not only following his resurrection, but also after his ascension, to rule and reign on the earth. "If ye love me" does not mean that the disciples did not have any love for Christ, but rather their love was not full and complete. If it had been, they would have rejoiced rather than being sad because Christ said, "I go unto the Father." He said, "I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I." Christ was referring not to his nature, but to his present state. In his body of humiliation, he differed from the glory of the Father. As the incarnate Christ, he made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But it would not be long until Christ would return unto the Father following his glorification, and then in his state as well as his nature, he would be like the Father in his glory. In verse 29 he said, "And now, I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe." When these things were fulfilled, the disciples should not doubt nor be discouraged, but even be more firm and confident in their belief. Christ made every preparation for his own before he left, that their faith might not be shattered, but be built up and made secure in the promises of God. We read in verse 30, "Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me." Time was short, you see. The great conflict of the ages was about to take place in Gethsemane. The prince of this world would be the oppressor. During the days of his entire earthly ministry, Christ was assaulted and assailed by Satan's violent attacks. But this would be the evil one's greatest attempt to overthrow the work of God in seeking to get Jesus to sidestep the cross. But notice the assuring word of triumph. Jesus said of the devil, "He hath nothing in me." That is, he is not able to find any weakness in me, so that he might achieve victory. We read in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 15, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." None of us could say of Satan, "He hath nothing in me." No one mentioned in the Bible other than the Lord Jesus Christ could ever say this. All of us have yielded to temptation at times. We have sinned, and it is true, as the apostle said, "The whole world lieth in wickedness," or more literally, "in the power of the wicked one," as we read in 1 John 5:19. But you see, our situation is not hopeless. Our help is in the name of the Lord, David said in Psalm 124:8. Our Lord has power. He made heaven and earth, David says. We who have been born again in Jesus Christ have every right to claim Christ's power when confronted by the tempter. We don't have to be defeated. We can be overcomers in Jesus Christ. We have victory in Him because He is the victory. We need not be defeated. No matter what the temptation is, we have the power in the Son of God to overcome. Don't be defeated by the wicked one when you have a glorious victor in the person of Jesus Christ. God's servant said, "Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Claim that victory in Christ and know the power of Christ in your life. Now Jesus said in verse 31, "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise and let us go hence." Christ and his disciples arose and proceeded toward Gethsemane, where our Savior proved his love for his Father in fulfilling his Father's commandment in offering up himself for the sins of the whole world. And let me assure you again, as Christ had victory over the evil one, so does every believer. His victory is our victory, and we can trust him for victory over every sin. You see, we are more than conquerors, not just simply conquerors. We are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. So, friend, don't be a weak Christian. Be a trusting, victorious Christian in the power of Christ. Let Jesus reign in your life. Let him have full control. And you can overcome anything in his power because he is with you, whatever the need, whatever the circumstances. Now, without Jesus Christ, there is no promise of victory. You have to go it alone, and you can't do anything in your own strength. That's why Jesus said, "Without me, ye can do nothing." You need the power of Christ on your life, and you can have Christ in your life if only you will trust him as your Savior and Lord. Will you do it right now as we pray together? Ask Christ to come into your life. Father God, give some the strength to say yes to you right now. They have been defeated. They know not victory. Help them to receive Christ, for I pray in his name. Amen.